Lesson 119. Afterwards, first of all. The word afterwards expresses the idea of after that. For example, let us eat first and then go to the cinema afterwards. Attend. Shopkeeper. Until what age must a child attend school? Supposing, whilst you are waiting to be attended to in a shop, the shopkeeper attended to two other customers before serving you, what would you do? Do you attend to everything the teacher says during the lesson? Move. Tear. Sporting. What would you say was the most moving event you've ever seen? What kind of things move people to tears?
The kind of things that move people to tears are music, sporting events, death.
Would equals polite request. Pass, hand, give. The word would is often used in making a request, as it is considered rather more polite than will or a direct imperative. For example, would you open the window, please? Would you mind passing me that book, please? Why do we often use the word would in making a request instead of will?
We often use the word would in making a request instead of will because it's more polite than will.
Spoil, spoilt, spoilt. Talk, discipline. What would you do if you wanted to spoil someone's pleasure in eating his or their lunch?
If I wanted to spoil someone's pleasure in eating his lunch, I'd give him some bad news, or talk about something unpleasant.
When we say that a child is spoilt, we mean that he has always been allowed to do exactly as he pleases without discipline, and he has been given everything he wants. What do we mean by a spoilt child?
By a spoilt child, we mean one who has always been allowed to do exactly as he pleases.
Hunger, share, situation. If you were dying of hunger, would you share your last piece of food with another dying person? What do people normally do in such situations? Have you any shares in any business companies? Need as a defective verb. Point, scarcely, successful, look. The verb need, when used as a normal verb, means to want. For example, I need a new hat is similar in meaning to I want a new hat. When used as a defective or special verb, it means to be necessary. For example, need I come here tomorrow means is it necessary for me to come here tomorrow? What's the difference in meaning between the verb need when used as a normal verb and when used as a defective or special verb?
The difference in meaning between the verb need when used as a normal verb and when used as a defective or special verb is that when used as a normal verb, it means to want, whilst when used as a defective or special verb, it means to be necessary.
Give me an example of each, please.
Normal. This room needs cleaning. Defective. Need this room be cleaned?
Another point to remember is that when need is used as a defective verb, it is only used in interrogative and negative sentences. For example, need I do my homework now? No, you needn't. You can do it tomorrow. The positive answer would be yes, you must. In what kind of sentences do we use the defective verb need? Positive, interrogative, or negative?
We use the defective verb need in interrogative and negative sentences.
Give me an example of each, please.
Need he go at once? No, he needn't. Or, yes, he must.
Occasionally, the defective verb need can be found in positive sentences, but in such cases it is used together with words like hardly or scarcely, which give it a partly negative meaning. For example, they scarcely need to be told that if they don't study, they won't learn. When need is used as a defective verb in positive sentences, which words do we use with it?
When need is used as a defective verb in positive sentences, we use the words hardly or scarcely with it.
Give me an example, please.
I hardly need ask if you were successful. You look so pleased.
Notice the difference in meaning between these two sentences. 1. Normal. He had enough money with him, so I did not need to give him any, means I did not give him any money. 2. Defective. He had enough money with him, so I needn't have given him any, means I did give him some money, but it was not necessary. What's the difference between these two sentences? We had plenty of time, so we did not need to hurry, and we had plenty of time, so we needn't have hurried.
The difference between those two sentences is that the first sentence means we did not hurry, whilst the second sentence means we did hurry, but it was not necessary.
When you are in doubt as to when you must use the verb need as a normal verb or as a defective verb, it is safer to use it as a normal verb. For example, do you need to go there tomorrow? May not exactly be correct, but people say it, and so it can't be entirely wrong. When you are in doubt as to when you should use need as a normal verb or as a defective verb, how is it safer to use it?
When I'm in doubt as to when I should use need as a normal verb or as a defective verb, it's safer to use it as a normal verb.
Give me an example, please.
He doesn't need to stay if he doesn't want to.
Association. Automobile. What kind of associations are there?
There are automobile associations, football associations, etc.
Do you belong to any associations? Disturb. Concentrate. Does every little noise, etc. disturb you when you're reading? Courage. Virtue. Why is courage considered by some as the greatest of all the virtues?
Courage is considered by some as the greatest of all the virtues because one needs it to be able to practice the other virtues.
Loyal. Loyalty. What do we mean by being loyal?
By being loyal, we mean that we are true and faithful to somebody or something in which we believe, or to which we give our support.
Companion. Which animals are man's most loyal companions?
The dog and the horse are man's most loyal companions.
Idiom 22. Pull oneself together equals to discipline oneself after going through a difficult time. For example, you'll have to pull yourself together if you want to pass that exam. What does the idiom pull oneself together mean?
The idiom pull oneself together means to discipline oneself after going through a difficult time.
Give me an example, please.
Pull yourself together, man, and stop crying.